amplifier votre passion pour la guitare pour quelques euros par mois. Rendez-vous sur lachaîneguitare.com. Amplify your passion for the guitar for a few dollars per month. Head over to theguitarchannel.biz. Welcome to the Guitar Channel. I am super happy to welcome you. A super special interview. I am in the middle of a crazy Zoom session with not one, not two, but three crazy guitar builders. So I have Adriano Sergio from Portugal. Adriano, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much. Yourself?
I'm good. Thank you very much. I have Michael and Tanja Spalt. How are you doing in Austria and Vienna?
Cold, but good.
Cold, but good. Fine. Okay, excellent. And Uli, you are in Germany, but I don't remember exactly where, so tell me.
I'm between Stuttgart and Munich.
Okay, excellent. So there is this rumor going around on the internet, sorry, that you are again doing some kind of project, the three of you. So this is called the Projects of Three. So it's going to be the second year, I think, you are doing this. So Adriano, can you tell us what was the idea behind this?
Yes, the Projects of Three starts last year because we just want to have a place to show our work in our own way, not like, you know, we've been doing before. And because we are friends and we like each other's work and we support each other. And I think we boost each other's creativity. So we decide to do it. And this year is going to be different than last year. Last year we did, it was the Red Collection, which was, you know, each one of us has his own Red Collection. And this year it's going to be the One Guitars Collection, which is one guitar made from each of us and inspired on each of us too, I believe. I'm talking for myself, though.
Okay. Michael, do you confirm this version or are you pleading guilty or not guilty?
Yeah, we're all guilty.
Okay.
Absolutely. It's definitely... came to be a project where we're not really working with each other on it, but next to each other. And it creates a completely new dynamic in how I work, at least, because I'm thinking, okay, working in the group, it has to somehow work within the context of the whole project. And what that means is I'm thinking about what is Adriano doing and what is Uli doing and how do I fit into that? Mm-hmm. And they're both top people. So I have to really work hard to measure up. Mm-hmm. And so that my guitar is the same level of creativity and quality as theirs.
And
but it's mainly about... it's really about having the fun of conversations among us and about the inspiration that comes from each.
Mm-hmm. And Uli, can you give us some information about who choose who for to start the project? I suppose someone got the idea initially and then you say, okay, who I am going to do it with?
There was no initial idea.
Okay.
It just was, we know each other for so long, especially Michael and me. We know each other since maybe NAMM show somewhere in the 90s. When Michael came across my booth, and I watched his work for quite a while, and the fascination to me was always that he does something that I think I understand, but by myself, for certain reasons. One is that it wouldn't match with my work. The other thing is that I'm just not capable to do this pictorial work. And when we came together with the European guitar builders, our ties went stronger and fostered, and so we got to know Adriano, and when it was the same thing with Adriano when I met him and when I started to confront myself with his work, I noticed that he is in a very strong and powerful process of development. So amongst luthiers, you always watch what the other luthiers are doing. And what I could see with Adriano, and it's so fascinating because he was already in his 40s or even 50s when we met first, not 60s yet, but he was an experienced guy with a lot of life experience during his career. He did before working publicly as a luthier, not a repair guy, but a luthier. And that was very interesting to me to see how much energy was in there and how fast it developed. So this is, from my perspective, this is what brings Michael and Adriano and me together in a very special connection. So I have also friendships with other luthiers, and but with this group of Adriano and Michael, there's something really special that sparks my inspiration also in my work. Mm-hmm. Because, and I think it's the same thing, Michael and Adriano, they recognize something in my work that they won't or can't do, just simple for capability or for motivation, but they see myself, they see me express myself in my work. And it's the same thing that I have with them. And so this is the ground layer. And then there was just one day there was this apple on the tree, and this apple was called Project of Three, simply. Mm-hmm. So it was a fruit that was to pluck and to digest.
Adriano, you wanted to say something?
Yes, it's. I don't think I ever told them that, but I was following their work before I actually start building guitars. I was working on guitars, but not building them. And I was watching the videos of both of them. There was one or two more, but actually Uli and Michael was the ones I was watching the most. And I was really intrigued about what they are doing and really happy to see that. So I never had an idea I will meet them one day. And suddenly we are working together. For me, it's just like, it's incredible. It's just incredible because I had no plans at all for that to happen. But I was following them, looking at them. I was studying their work, mm-hmm. For me, it was such a joy to see the world outside from, the world, their own world, what they're doing with their work. And now I'm here with them. It's like, it's unbelievable.
So basically it is a spying mission for you, right? Something like that.
Yes, it's what we all do about everything. We spy everything. Okay. Someone copy, someone just drink the juice of it, and mm-hmm. let it go out.
Michael, I have a question for you, because the three of you, you are super creative luthier, so it must be very difficult to collaborate with so creative people.
Well, no, it's not.
Come on.
Because what we do, our approach and in a way our personalities are very different, but they fit together very well. And I think the fact that we really like each other and we respect each other very much is, makes things go pretty smooth. And then we also have Tanya, my wife, and she cracks the whip if something doesn't work.
Oh, so. My God. And you don't want to piss off Tanya, that's for sure.
Well, it's, what I've seen happening is really this kind of growing together. And also, from as a non-luthier, seeing the things from the outside a little was to witness this kind of banding together, even though they each build very, very different instruments and very different styles. What you really see is there's this common approach to the guitar also as art object, and not just as an instrument. And I think that's what connected in the beginning, this notion that we want this to be was something else or something more than just a stringed instrument. And I think that that kind of tied, made the first ties into the direction of the project of three.
Mm-hmm. Uli, can you tell us how do you think the instrument you are building for Winternam 2021 are different compared to your own project? And I'm going to ask the same question to Michael and Adriano after that.
It's much more playful than I usually would allow an instrument of my hands to be. So, and I see the guitar that I'm building for this year is, I couldn't imagine to build this guitar without that common goal. So the group allows me to do something which is really playful and which is more emotional. It bases on one of my models, but it's much more emotional than I would ever allow to myself.
And what kind of input did you get from Michael and Adriano, for example, in this specific project?
The main input is that I feel very, very much at home, emotionally at home with Michael, Tanya, and Adriano. So this is, and we have the common goal that we do an exhibition, and this triggers me to be quite different.
Adriano, how do you think the instrument you are building for the project of three this year is different from your usual work, which is not so usual anyway?
Yeah, okay. You know, my guitars, I call them meaningful details with storyful guitars, right? And that's what I've been doing. All my guitars, as you know, every detail I put on it, there is a meaning for me. Maybe it's just for me. And I create to make stories with it. The model I'm using now, it was a model that didn't exist before NAMM last year. So it was an order, actually, I had last year, which I don't know, I delivered the guitar already. And it's about the nine Portuguese islands, Azores. So I decided to make one guitar for each island. So I did the first one, which was the Horder. And I did the second one for them, but it got sold.
Okay.
but which was good because the interaction between us was not as deep as it was when I start the one I'm actually doing now. So it's going to have the name of another island. And I choose, you know, a piece of wood, which, you know, I label all my woods when I cut them. I let them sit for years, and I number them. So the neck and the bodies, they were number four. I choose several ones, and there were leftovers. It was like, you know, number four, number five from the necks, you know, number four and number three from the bodies. And I choose, you know, yeah, it needs to be the number four because, you know, we are four people here together.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, one of the woods, the back, it was really sounding really good, and but has a lot of defaults. Could be actually structural, actually. But I was stubborn, like I am, and I decided, now I'm going to use it. So I started to put a lot of inlays, which was like putting things, and I took that from Michael, I think. And I just realized that after I make those decisions, I realized, hold on, this will not happen if I was, you know, the project of three and Michael wouldn't be there. And about Uli, it's just the neat of it. I need that guitar to be so neat, so clean, and so focused, because that's the way I see Uli's work. And that's it. You know, that's it. And I hope I will achieve the expectations I have from my bodies, because I'm nervous. It's a big challenge. it's the guitar I work the most, and I feel like I'm never happy. I want more and more and more, but I'm really happy with the result so far. Sound-wise, it's amazing. I'm going to hear it. And I don't know how we're going to do for each other to see the work of each other. Of COVID, I need to see their guitars in my hands, and I want them to see my guitars in their hands, and I don't know how we're going to do that.
Michael, tell us what was the impact of the Project of Three on the guitar you are building or already built, I don't know. What was the input coming from Adriano and Uli on your work?
Well, it's we haven't really, except a little bit of Adriano's guitar, we haven't really seen what everybody is doing. It's more, the impact is really more about, like Adriano said, the when I'm looking at Uli, he's very methodical and clear in what he wants. And when I'm looking at Adriano, he's very impulsive and his work is really, you know, it's like born complete, but it develops also very much. Because his guitar, his design is something that really hasn't been done before. And it just, the first one that I saw, it was already a mature instrument. And so it's really more the sense of looking at what they're doing and being in a group with them. Somebody said we're like a band.
Okay.
And so Everybody's playing his instrument and they're doing their thing, but they have to sound good together.
Mm-hmm. And everybody wants to take the solo, right?
Well, you can take a little solo here and there, but really, you should play in the same key. Mm-hmm. Let's put it that way. And so what I'm doing is also reflecting a bit these kinds of... We had a lot of conversations. COVID actually was really good for us in the sense that it forced us to think about what we're doing and about how we're presenting it, and not being able to travel and actually meet. And actually, at the beginning, we were hoping to do all that, but it never was possible. So it's become something where it's mostly about how we discuss things, how we talk to each other about them. And the ideas come from how do we present this? How do we do videos? How do we look at our work? And it's been a very inspiring kind of thing. And in a way, what I see is what Uli said, we each have our way of working, but this project gives us the room to play around, to explore a little bit, and to go crazy a little bit, maybe. So it's really a way, you know, like when you... It's so nice when you have friends and you meet and you sit around the table and have a drink and talk and enjoy each other. It's kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's much more, it's deeper in the sense that we're actually producing something along...
Mm-hmm.
And we're developing a deeper friendship through our work also.
Cool. Adriano, tell us what kind of interaction did you have? So as Michael just said, because of the COVID, it was not possible to see each other and to go to guitar shows and to work. So were you doing Zoom call or phone call or WhatsApp or I don't know to advance on the project, or how did you do it?
Yeah, we do it mainly through Zoom, and actually, we've been in touch more than before COVID because You know, we have more meetings. You know, we don't need to travel all the time, and yeah, it's been like that. Tanya has been like weeping more back all the time, you know, which it's incredible because I don't. If it wasn't her, I don't think we could put this together. And I want to thank her for that, and thank you everybody also for to put days, and that's what we do. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Nice. Uli, tell us. Let's go back just a little, about 1 year ago. So tell us what was the impact of the Red Collection, which was the name of the previous project, right? And what was the impact of this project to your present work?
You're asking me. Sorry, yes. The internet was disconnected for a moment. Please ask me again.
What was the impact of the Red Collection? So the first time you worked, the three of you together, what was the impact of the project? And was there any impact on your current work?
The impact of the Red Collection last year was that I think all of us could see, could stand back and see our work presented in an appropriate way. Mm-hmm. This is my feeling from last year. So we got good comments, and in talks with people who looked at it, I realized that it's going to be understood in a different way as if we would have presented it without a Project of Three theme, just individually in the boutique guitar showcase or on individual booths. So this gave me the courage to say whatever we do is we will find the right way to speak through our work if we connect together and foster this relationship. So for me, this year is a kind of intermediate status because of the COVID time. I think everybody has been kind of shaken. So it's hard to concentrate on the possibilities that we really have. And we were very much practicing our social work amongst each other through Zoom. And it's a good experience. So it's an intermediate step. And I think I see a kind of really promising future for what we are going to do in the next years. And I'm really looking forward to present my contribution of this the One Guitars collection for this year. But what I felt is, how should I say, it's a totally different atmosphere to work on, and the strength of a group to contribute something as a part, as a share of three, is very powerful. I didn't expect it that way.
Mm-hmm. And what is going to happen at the end of the project? Do you each validate what the other is doing, or you just unveil the guitars and ta-dam, it is done, Uli? So how is it going to happen?
Well, we are looking forward to the moment where we unveil the guitars to each another for the first time to really see the guitar. And then for me, it's like a Christmas present. So when you open the box, you know already when it comes from daddy, it might be something like that. When it comes from your ugly aunt, it might be something like that. When it comes from your grandmother, it will be very tasteful and sweet. So I know somehow what I can expect from Adriano, but my experience told me Adriano is always a surprise. And it's the same thing with what Michael does. So the constant work from each other on his oeuvre is something that you can't deny. And this makes it interesting to us. At the end, I mean, if we would have unveiled the whole collection of these three guitars at a press and show, it would have been different. Now, we look what we can do through the media format as we do now, but I think the most impact will be for ourselves, each to another.
Mm-hmm. And Adriano, tell us. So we are recording this mid December in 2020. What have you seen from the from Michael's work and from Uli's work? Design or just ideas or piece of wood or nothing?
Almost nothing.
Okay.
Now, I saw one picture from Michael's, from a part of Michael's guitar, which I really like it, actually. From Uli, I see colors.
Okay.
And I'm really curious. I'm really curious about both, actually.
Yeah. And what did you show to them?
I show a part, the bottom, how you call it? The bottom both. From the guitar,
okay,
the back,
mm-hmm.
That one, that part here,
okay.
That's what I saw. Like, no callers yet. Well, I show them. I showed them yesterday or 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Michael, tell us at the end of the project, so which is going to be unveiled officially during the Believe in Music virtual Winter NAMM 2021. Mm-hmm. How is it going to happen? And can we buy the guitars, or is it going to be possible to buy it at the hall? How is it going to happen?
Well, the idea behind this project has also developed over this last year, is that it is a collection. So it is, you can buy it as a collection.
As a collection only, so the three instruments at once.
You get three instruments as a collection, and in a way that we want to keep it that way. And we also talked about, we want to keep doing this in the future also in the same way, so that every year you have a collection of three of our guitars, and they're specially made for this project, and they're available as a unit.
Okay, interesting.
And it's a way of preserving this dynamic, of preserving this idea, so that, you know, you sell one guitar there, another guitar there, another guitar there. The whole idea behind the project is actually that you have this dialogue, and that these three guitars are also in a dialogue with each other. And it's a step out of, I have to say, each of us makes the instrument as an instrument for the player. It has to sound good. It has to play well and all that.
Thank God.
But what attracts us to each other is also the fact that we want to go beyond that in terms of expressing ourselves with the instruments. And so this is a real kind of group effort. And we move it, we take a little bit from the art world in doing this. And so we'll see. Mm-hmm. It'll be offered at the NAMM show as a unit, as a collection. And we might actually have a very good response.
Hopefully, yes.
It looks good.
And what about the point of view from other luthiers, the other guitar builders? Do they say, oh my God, they are all going artsy, blah, 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 and they are not part of the community anymore, they are just above us? Did you have this kind of input, or did you have some people saying, oh, I want to be part of this next year? So which was, what happened?
You have both.
Okay.
I have to say, because of what we do and how we do it, there is comments from other luthiers, and I mean, not just luthiers, just, you know, musicians, people, that a guitar should just be a guitar. Mm-hmm. It should not be anything else. It gets in the way. And then there's others who say, who really enjoy this. When I started, and I think this, I don't know about Adriano, but I know Uli also built some very conventional guitars at the beginning. I think we just got really bored with that. Adriano, I think, had his own thing from the start, it looked like. And it's something where we also see the instrument should open up new venues for musicians. They should be inspired by the instrument. They should be motivated to try new things, go new paths. And in a way, that's what we're trying to do with our guitars.
And if I may add, it's also that the way we display the instruments was also, and this has gotten a lot of really positive response, because the way we did the booth last year at NAMM was very much with the intention that you would interact with each instrument individually, so that you don't have this, you know, you have a table with six guitars on it, but you really can enjoy and appreciate and really take in each instrument in individually. which obviously this year is not going to be able to happen. But we had a lot of very positive responses to that, both from the visitors as well as the colleagues, because they really felt, and that was also the intention, that we wanted to create a space where you could be with the guitars without distraction. So the booth was very simple. You know, we didn't have big, you know, fuzz in the background and stuff like that, because it is about the instruments and that dialogue between the player and the instrument and the builder ultimately. And so we're hoping that with some of the videos that we are going to do, we're going to be able to achieve a similar effect. Obviously, without being able to touch the instruments, it's going to be different, but we will have some really exciting videos about each instrument and about each maker. So hoping to be able to find that connection as well.
Mm-hmm. And if we continue a little bit further, the idea of the collection, so is it going to be able to, are we going to be able to see the collection not only at Winternam, so it's going to be virtual this year, but let's hope we have some guitar shows in 2021. So will the One Guitars collection will be touring around, I don't know, elsewhere in the world?
Well, if it doesn't sell and disappear that way, that's part of the idea, that it will be something that we can have travel and we can have people see. And I think, you know, over the 20 years that I've been doing this, it's something where I see the guitar world has changed a lot. When I started, there were very few luthiers doing stuff that was outside of the conventional. And now that's a very, it's a growing sector. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of luthiers trying new things, experimenting. The guitar has become something that people not only build a guitar to play a guitar or try and recreate an instrument from the beginnings, but they try to express themselves in new ways. And so we have also had a very strong effect that way.
Mm-hmm.
I see that as something that you do something and pretty soon it's out there. And the influence is something where I think we're seeing an opening up of possibilities there.
Excellent. Sounds really exciting. I can't wait to see the guitars and everything. Uli, if people want to follow what's going on in the project, if they want to have more information, where do they go on the internet?
I am the wrong person.
Okay. Okay, so who wants to answer this one?
I'm the flyover state.
Let's forget about the internet, Uli. Okay. That's good. Adriano.
That's the one question you need to ask me, I guess.
Okay, so yes. Tanya, where absolutely should we go on the internet to have more information?
So obviously, you know, it will be, everything will be available through the NAMM channels, but we will also have, obviously there is the website projectsof3.com where there will be updates and images and everything will be available there too. There will be a Facebook page and we will have on our individual YouTube channels, we will stream the videos. So they're available also to general public in the end. So they can participate and see what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. As a word of conclusion, what would be, let's go around and make a roundtable discussion. So, Adriano, what would be the word of wisdom you would like to share with guitar aficionados who are watching this for 2021? You have a beard, so you must be super wise, right?
Not me. I'm that kind of, you know, guitar lover because I just want to put outside something I never saw before and using everything I already saw and experienced. So my advice is just, you know, just do what you like and keep your heart and mind open and enjoy. I think people should try to forget all the influence, but use them all at the same time. Mm-hmm. Just be open, like life, like a friendship, like, you know, and it's music. Keep your ears open the same way you keep your eyes open.
Nice. Uli, what would be your word of wisdom? I'm not talking about the internet, okay? Don't be scared. So what will be your wisdom, Uli?
enjoy guitars as they are.
Wow, that was short and sweet. Okay. You surprised me there, Uli. Michael or Tanya or both, what would be your word of conclusion to end that cool interview?
I go. You go.
Okay.
No, you go.
Don't fight.
Just, I think Uli put it very well. I can't really add much more to that. See, that's what I like about this group. You have Uli who manages to put things into five words, and he hits the nail on the head.
All right, excellent. Thank you very much, Tanya, Michael, Adriano, and Uli. It was great to be able to this interview. I can't wait to be able to see the One Guitars collection. Do we have a specific date when it is going to be released? I guess somewhere in January?
It will. The Believe in Music Week starts on January 18th.
Okay.
So that's the time when they will, NAMM basically goes online. I think they actually go online a little bit earlier than that, if people want to, you know, make appointments and stuff. So, you know, and if someone wants an invitation, they, you know, can contact us and we can see what we can work out.
Okay, mm-hmm. Excellent. Thank you very much again for your time. And hopefully mm-hmm. we'll be able to see each other somewhere in 2021 at a guitar show. All right.
Yep.
Hopefully. Thank you very
Thank
much,
you very much, Pierre.
Bye-bye.
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 Pour le prix d'un magazine, abonnez-vous à la chaîne Guitare pour accéder aux vidéos intégrales. For the price of a magazine, subscribe to The Guitar Channel to access the full videos.